Welcome to My Prerogative. This is Elizabeth. Before I begin talking about this, the topic that I want to talk about, I would like to express a lot of respect, and also I would like to ask for forgiveness because of about the word that I'm going to talk about and my opinion when it comes to that word. And the word is the N-word. Before I even talk about it, I wanted to educate myself. So therefore, I went to Merriam-Webster, Thesaurus, Google to find the meaning of the word. And to be honest, that none of them had really, or none of them has really a definition really about the word. The only thing I see is that a word that used as a racial slur against Black people, especially African Americans. Personally, If someone calls me that word, it doesn't bother me as much. I don't know if it's because that I'm not used to it. I didn't grow up hearing it. So therefore, it doesn't have the same impact that it will have on other people that it will have on me. And another thing is that if I really had a meaning for it, then maybe it will have bothered me a little bit more. But really, when I see the definition, I'm like, you know, even the people who are using it, I don't know if they even, because I think they use it mostly for reaction. Okay, let me go a little bit deeper regarding this word. But I don't remember, I'm sorry, I don't remember which philosopher or writer who said that sometimes people will say something to you, but it depends on how you react to it. And what I see is that they use this word against Black people, knowing that it will hurt you or hurt us. It will hurt us, it will we will get offended by it. But in reality, if they have used this word, and then we just like, okay, so what? So therefore, it would, I think that's me, I'm talking about psychologically, they will not use it anymore. Because to be honest with you, in my line of work, I've been called those words. I've been called the B word, all kind of words, and especially that word with certain people in my line of work. But when they call me those words, I have no reaction because I don't get upset because I know I'm not whatever that word means. Whatever that word means, I know that I'm not that person or that whatever it is. I'm not that. So therefore, it doesn't bother me because I was raised that way. My father, I was raised mostly with my father. My father said certain things in me that those certain things don't bother me because he really took his time to psychologically. He did his work. So therefore, I don't know. I don't know if it's because of my parkour in life. I don't know if it's where I've been and stuff like that. There are certain things, really, when I came here, I hear people talking about against Black people. Those words don't really bother me. I don't know, but I am very sensitive regarding other people, how I can see it bothers them because they experienced it growing up. They experienced this word. And then the expression in the face of the person saying those words, maybe sometimes it's not even the word that that is so derogatory. It's mostly the expression, the action accompanying the word. Maybe that's what it is. The action with the physical action saying this word, and then maybe that's why it does have an impact. Maybe if that's what happens to me, maybe I will have felt the same way. But the people that will use those words against me, I had nothing to fear when they say it. They say it to me just to have a reaction. But so therefore, I was in a situation where I am the authority. So therefore, when they say it just to get a reaction for me, they don't get it because it's like, okay, I am, okay, and what else? But I can understand that. But let's go back to the word. And if we start behaving like it doesn't hurt us anymore, this word. And if we behave like, okay, hit me with your best shot. What else you have? Okay, yes, you call me the N-word. And then what? Because sometimes we know people use it to hurt our feelings. And if we don't give people that satisfaction anymore, and if we don't react to this word anymore, and if this word becomes like nothing to us, because I think we have moved way past this word. Look at us. Look what we've been doing. Look around us when it comes to education, sports, medicine, math, science, all these things. Look where we are right now. So therefore, if we were this word for what they use it for, maybe we will not have been there. So we know that we're not this word. Whatever the word means, we know that's not us. Yes, there was a time we were at the mercy of those people saying those words. But we're no longer at the mercy. Let's work our brain not to let this word bother us anymore. I'm sorry, I told you guys that I... English is my second language. Therefore, I'm going to make a lot of grammar. I'm going to make a lot of mistakes. So bear with me. Let's deal with the matter at hand. Okay, let's not go into detail. Okay, but if we don't let this word have that power over us anymore. Can we try to do that? And then let's move on, because we've been doing great stuff. Because someone, if by the definition of this word, someone who's an end person cannot do what we've been doing, because we're doing very nicely. And then we're going to raise our kids to do even better. So let's not keep this word as a pivotal, negative, pessimistic slur that's hanging over our heads, thinking that that's what we are. No. We are better than that. We've been doing better than that. Look at us from the 1960s, from the 1950s to 2024. Imagine what our kids are gonna do. So let's not keep people using words to keep us down anymore. Let's take this word for what it is and then put it in a garbage can, put it in a poubelle, and then we forget about this word and then let's move on. So therefore, let's ridicule those people who are saying those words. Why don't we show them this word doesn't mean anything to us? Because that's what it is, to be honest with you. When someone calls you a name, they call you the name to hurt you. And then when they don't have any reaction to it, and then what happens? Why don't we try to do that? Because I, like I said, not everybody has the same kind of strength psychologically to deal with certain things. But little by little, someone says it to us, okay, life goes on. Okay, the word is not oxygen they're taking away from you. If you really look at it, the word is not nature. The word is not food. The word is not love. The word is not affection that like your family, your loved ones giving to you. So what is in the word? Leave it alone. Let's not make it as a big deal anymore. And then see the reaction back to it, you know, from the giver. This is Elizabeth, and I hope you're having a great day. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.